Come learn how you could be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 23rd at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
For a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on these days. You wouldn't know it if you listened to the mainstream news, but, you know, yeah, they're telling us everything. We know that. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, and we'd like to thank you for listening in to Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday, March 6th, 2016, and we have a very special guest today, actually a couple of them, and we'll get to that. But I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And,
good morning.
Of course, Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment.
And we have more to add to that.
I know, we do. I know.
that is rapidly descending into the unfunded pit of hell.
You know, these guys and their catchphrases at CalPERS, oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's like Bernie Madoff selling you, beachfront property in Arizona. You know, it's like, yeah, oh, yeah, I swear to God, it's great stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Sandy beaches as far as I can see.
Yeah. An irresponsible calculation of investment return.
No.
Which I never think did means that. Fraud.
Fraud, insolvency. That seems to be the word of the day. Fraud, conspiracy, corruption. You know. Oh, conspiracy. Oh, that conspiracy. Isn't that when two people get together and do something fraudulent? But that could never happen in our government. All those conspiracy theorists, they're so far out of whack, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Because we got nothing better to do with our time.
Maybe you don't. I'm just saying.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. You can go to the Reading Tea Party every Monday night at 6 p.m. I still think we're on Bonneview this
morning. We are. This Monday we will be on South Bonneview.
And we have I have it here. Hold on.
Pastor Dave Bryan.
Pastor Dave Bryan will be here, and we want to listen to him roar. I got a little email from Sally or Terry or someplace, and I'm not sure exactly what the point of the conversation is, what we're going to be roaring about at this point. There's so much to roar about that, he's going to be there, and I'm sure he has a great speech.
He is. He's a fantastic speaker. He's got an amazing perspective on things, and he is exceptional at bringing things down to the spiritual level so that you can understand it.
Well, it's nice to see that a pastor is actually getting involved in talking out about things that are going on.
Well, it's nice to find a church that does their own CCW classes and has their own gun range.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Hey, I like this guy already.
We need more of those.
That's right. God, guns, and guts, and all that stuff.
Glory.
Yeah. Tea Party meets every Monday night, so they will be at 2570 South Bonneview. And that's limited government fiscal responsibility, and follow the darn Constitution. I want to say.
Yeah. But the week after this Monday, we will be at a different location. We'll be over at the Shasta Bible College, just to let people know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind here, Sunday 8 to 9, and Red Smith always holds over with us. And actually, he's our new co-host now.
I guess. Am I official?
I guess you're officially our new co-host. We encourage you to get your news and information out of the mainstream media from the ShastaLantern.com. Red does a heck of a job there as far as finding the stories out there that we should be hearing that we're not. Do we have any veterans events?
We do. I know that coming up on March 19th, we got Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans that are happening at the Veterans Hall, which is at 1605 Yuba Street. On that day, we won't only be honoring Vietnam veterans, but I believe Missing in America Project, we will be taking 18 veterans up to IGO and giving them their honors and to their final resting place. So that's one thing. Remember the gun show. This is the last day for the gun show over at the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be running from 9 to 4 today over there. Also, I want to thank everybody out there. Missing in America Project put on a garage sale yesterday and Friday, and we did very well. Thanks for all the donations and people coming by and buying treasures or whatever they did over there. But we got a lot of support, so we appreciate that, so we can continue doing what we do.
Absolutely.
Very good. Kind of brings us to the quote of the day. God assumed from the beginning that the wise of the world would view Christians as fools, and he has not been disappointed. If I have brought any message today, it is this. Have the courage to have your wisdom regarded as stupidity. Be fools for Christ, and have the courage to suffer the contempt of the sophisticated world. And I'll tell you, that's a pretty deep quote there, because when you think about it, it's always the guys that are yelling that, you know, the dam is breaking that are considered fools, you know, and it's unbelievable. We've been yelling that the dam's breaking for, what, 5-6 years now or whatever it is.
It's pretty broke.
And it's, I mean, You know, that's going to be one of my big questions for our next guest, which is Kitty Wetter. Is it,
Weatherman, I believe.
Is it Weatherman?
I believe is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
But we do have, with Eagle Forum, we do have her on the line.
Okay, so.
And who said that quote?
That was actually Antony Scalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was a Supreme Court justice. And so I guess he wasn't really just some schmo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do we want to go to a break and come back and then get together with our guests?
Yeah,
and
probably
give
be
proper,
a good idea.
Introduction.
Yeah. So again, this has been Sovereign Minds, and you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460. I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was
born and raised in the boondocks. The Great Bear Show, Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, genovators, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, today through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson, all new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest release. With the words of a sad country song, my heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving.
Well, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. That's for LaVoy Finicum.
Cowboys are special.
Yeah. And we have a caller on the line, I believe. We've got Kitty. I know I'm going to butcher this name because I always do. But I believe it's Kitty Worthman, and she is a Holocaust survivor, 7 years under the brutal regime of Hitler. And, man, put her on Googled her, and it's like, boy, a lot of bad stuff come up about how Snoops and everything. So you must be on the right track, because as soon as the attack dogs come out, Huffington Post and everything else, it probably means that you're telling the truth. So are you there, Kitty?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, my first question, Kitty, is this. How long did it take for the German people to wake up? Because we know that throughout the war, World War II, they were being told that Germany was winning the war. At what point in time did they wake up and realize that they weren't winning the war? And, you know, it kind of really goes to today with the economics and everything. We're being told that we're in recovery and all this stuff, and, you know, the jobs are coming back and life is good, you know. So I kind of want to put the two together. At what point in time did the Germans wake up?
How long did it take?
Well, it took 5 years to graduate up into a dictatorship from 1938 until 1943. But then when they took our guns away, the people realized that we lost our freedom. The fact was that Hitler took every country in Europe by force except Switzerland. In Switzerland, it's law that everybody must have a gun in the home, and the military also in Switzerland have all their equipment right in their home in case something happened that they're ready to go. And Switzerland did not have a war for more than 600 years. So I tell the American people, keep your guns and buy more guns and stack up an ammunition.
So the German people, you think, woke up after the guns were taken away from them.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
Yeah, they had a realization, and they still had Goebbels and the minister of propaganda there feeding the crap. I mean, do you see any similarities today with how much propaganda?
Very much.
Garbage.
So it
we're
goes
getting
here step by step. We are very deep into socialism. Socialized medicine, a lot of rules and regulation that is part of socialism. Ask any farmer, ask a plumber, ask any service company how they are encircled with a lot of rules and regulation. That's socialism. That the government is freezing down their neck. Ask anybody in the agriculture, the farmers, how are they being regulated by rules and regulation. That's socialism.
Well, and I'm sorry, go ahead, Sis.
Well, I was going to say, during that 5 years, I have a question. During that 5 years, were the people have their arms open to what was going on? I mean, like here, you know, the free phones, you know, the government's doing you so much good, where they're getting in the education system. Did that happen there, too?
Well, of course. Education was totally socialized. You couldn't even pick your major in college. It was the government who told you what you had to study.
Yeah, we're seeing that now with a lot of our college students, that if you study this or take this for that degree, you can only perform work in a certain area. We'll only allow you to work in these certain areas with your degrees.
Well,
that's right. That's socialism.
Well, and they do it through confiscation of wealth. People don't realize a lot of time, and we're going to go more into some of this stuff. Lori sent me a thing on Paradise Stolen and a clip there, and it's not really good. We don't have time today to go over it, and it's not really good because it's more visual. But it explains how they take, you know, from a logging crew standpoint, I mean, you know, the guys are cutting the logs down and they're paying all their taxes. They're shipping it through the transportation and paying all their taxes. You know, by the time, you know, they send it to the mill to get cut and to the manufacturer and on the shelf and all this stuff, you know, we're at 78 to 84% in taxes, and then we wonder why we're all poor, and that's socialism as well.
it's government control of everything, which leads to, you know, and the big deal I hear a lot too is, oh, gee, the Nazis were fascists. That has nothing to do with socialism, and that's just total crap. You know, what it is bigger government. You can call it whatever you want, but, you know, tyranny is tyranny.
Nazis, short for National Socialist Party.
They're fascists. What are you talking about? I hear that all the time. Anyway, it's like the fascists were right wings.
No, they were left.
Yeah, it's like the Muslims and the fascists. Well, the Muslims are religious fanatics, and socialism, you know, we just need to get good guys in there. That's always the other argument.
Well, the definition of fascism is corporations and government working together to control everything.
Right.
I believe nowadays we call it public-private partnership.
Yeah, the NGOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call those in the service, they meant the National Guard. The NGs call them the no-gos. So that's really the deal, is that, you know, we've got these organizations that are the no-goes, you know, and they're wiping us out.
I have a question, Kitty. If we had to compare where we are in America right now to where Germany was in what year? Are we 1936, 1937 Germany? Is there a direct comparison to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, with the economy, every step, and now we are at the point where our government is downgrading our police force. So that's exactly what Hitler did. He called the policemen stupid cops. And then he formed his own police force, commonly known as the Gestapo, the secret police. So that way he could manipulate everybody. And, of course, everybody was scared to death of the Gestapo because people were being arrested and never seen again.
Which is occurring now under President Obama's COPS program, where if you receive federal funds for your police department, you now come under direct oversight and direction of the Federal Department of Justice.
Yeah, can you say Ferguson? If you do it in Ferguson, they're just trying to rally for the civil rights, even though they're burning down everything and all that stuff. And then you do it in Oregon, and you just get arrested and killed. Are you aware of what's happened in Oregon, Kitty?
Yes, I'm very much aware of it. We are going to see a lot more of that when it gets nearer to the primary, and I'm afraid we are going to have riots, just like we had in Austria and Germany before the election, and then the government called off the election, and in the meantime we were so propagandized that Hitler would save us from communism, and then the Austrian people elected Hitler by 98% of the vote.
Wow.
Well, maybe we got that in store for us. You know, we're going to have a bunch of riots so that we have to suspend the Constitution indefinitely. A lot of people have talked about that for years. You know, and I'll tell you what, it's hard not to think in those terms because, you know, Mr. Obama, you know, he's followed Hitler's pattern pretty closely, hasn't he?
Very much so. Very much so.
So we got to maybe keep that in mind. But they haven't got our guns yet. See, I think that's the fly in the ointment a little bit here, that nobody at this point is going to comply. If they try to take our guns, nobody at this point will comply. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, because it's game over. It's like you said, that's when they woke up, because they realized they were defenseless at that point in Germany, because you couldn't fight back. I mean, that's why all the Jews got carted off to the ghettos, you know, if they would have fought if they had guns.
Well, it's also very interesting that now the Austrian people are stacking up on guns. Their gun shops are all sold out, and the Austrian people are arming themselves with guns.
Well, it's not surprising considering how many Muslims they've imported.
They understand history, but we should too. We should understand history, because history always repeats itself.
Well, and I'll tell you what the game changer is, too, at this point, is the Internet. You know, we've got worldwide access to information instantly. And, yeah, there's a bunch of mainstream boneheads out there that, you know, Fox News could tell them anything and they'd listen and believe it. And the same for MSNBC. But, you know, the real deal is that people are waking up in droves because they're starting to tap into the alternative sources of information. It's more the older group, I think, that are kind of stuck a little bit in the mainstream media because they haven't, a lot of them, figured out how or want to convert into the new media.
Well, they're so used to the media being the only source of information, like you say, and to convert into over to the Internet or to get that, they're having a hard time making the switch with the technology.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Kitty? Do you think that a lot of the older people are just kind of stuck into the mainstream and the newer people
No. All they realize what is going on, and this is why the election is going the way it's going. People do not want anybody associated with the government.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think this is a referendum. This is a people, and we've got a video we're going to play here in a little bit from Greg Hunter that really says it. I mean, he just blasted. This came out on Friday, and the real deal is that we are dealing. It's not the Democrats against the Republicans and so forth, or the left against the right. It's the people against the government is what's coming down to the, you know, and as Greg calls it, the criminal crony class. And we'll get more into that, but it's really true that we have an elitist group of people on both sides of the aisle. I mean, how else do you reconcile Boehner being in bed with Nancy Pelosi, figuratively speaking?
An image I did not need. Sorry.
I know, it's Sunday morning. It's like, who?
It's like, you know, never mind, I'll leave that alone. But you know, or you know, Mitch McConnell in bed with Harry Reid. How's that for you?
They sold us out.
Yes,
Benedict Arnold, that's what they are.
That's exactly what they are.
A question that I have also, and going back to what you said a few minutes ago, you know, with the rioting and the things that were going on that actually allowed the government to suspend the election, is it your thought that right now our federal government is trying very, very hard to pick a fight with the Patriot movement in this country? They are conducting mass arrests, the shooting of Lavoy Finicum, the heavy-handedness with ranchers and BLM. It's very obvious that they're attempting to provoke a fight, but it is, in your opinion, that to respond in an armed manner or in a forceful manner would be the wrong move at this point because it would give the government the reason they need to suspend the Constitution and the elections.
It would not surprise me at all. I've seen it happen before, and the way we are going, we are going into the same history what happened in Austria, because they will not give up very easily, and it could easily happen that something is being provoked somewhere, and we have major riots breaking out.
Well, you know,
I know a lot of people that are very close to the end of their rope, and they're getting pushed more and more every day.
I think we still got to take the Gandhi approach and get through this. I really do.
I agree.
So, you know, you got to win, but you can't win with violence at this point because that's what they want us to do. They want us to come in and start the riots so they can have the excuse to do whatever they want and take over. So, anyway, we probably should go to a break
and with that, if you have a question or a comment for our guest, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And this one's for you, CalPERS.
got a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Radio over the Free Fire Media. It's a little heart there. I got a clip here that I want to play, and then we can get Kitty's take on it. This is from this is Friday, I believe. Judge Napolitano. This is a Fox News deal. I'm not sure which program it was on, but this is about Hillary and the email scan, and I think it's a very telling clip, and then we'll get Kitty's comment on it.
Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, joins me now. Judge, good to see you as always.
Good morning.
So what does this tell us? The fact that they have immunized him, what stage of the game are they at with this investigation?
It tells us a couple of things. Only a federal judge can grant immunity. And a federal judge will only grant immunity if the Justice Department lawyers, prosecutors, not FBI agents, ask for it. And they will only ask for it if they have a grand jury that's hearing testimony. So that recommendation we were waiting for from the FBI, it doesn't come in one piece of paper. It comes in a series of communications. So we know the following. The FBI and the Justice Department are working in tandem. A grand jury is already sitting and will soon hear or has been hearing testimony. They want the testimony of this young man, Brian Pagliano, to testify. He would not have been given immunity because the process for immunity is long, slow, tortuous, and requires the approvals of many people along a chain of command. Unless the Justice Department was satisfied that out of his mouth would come evidence sufficient to indict someone. We don't know who, but someone. Now, what exactly could he tell? Well, he was present at the creation of a conspiracy to keep from the United States government the communications of the Secretary of State. So if, for example, and Catherine Herridge and Pam Brown report on this on FoxNews.com this morning, he diverted Mrs. Clinton's secure email information and data to her insecure server, and if in order to do that she gave him her password so that he could get access from it to move it from the secure State Department server to her insecure server.
But what if it was set up on this email server to begin with?
He's the one who moved it, according to the FBI, to Mrs. Clinton's server. If she assisted him in that move, either by words that she spoke or by actions she took, like giving him her password in order to do it, her legal woes are magnified because now you have misconduct in office, obstruction of justice, and espionage.
So, I mean, they're going for intentionally placing classified information in a vulnerable situation.
So,
correct?
Mr. Pagliano, did you talk to Secretary of State Clinton about it? Yes, I did. What did she tell you, and what did you tell her? And he'll tell this to the grand jury. He's the only person from her inner circle, as far as we know, who's going before a grand jury and will testify under oath. If he misrepresents under oath, he could be prosecuted for perjury.
Right. We don't know at this point who they are building a case to indict along the chain of command between Hillary Clinton and Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Brian Pagliano.
Right. The standard operating procedure for the Justice Department is to start at the bottom. Ordinarily, they would indict somebody like Brian Pagliano at the bottom, and then before sentencing him, trade with him a lesser sentence for his testimony. They've decided not to do that. They've decided to make him their guy. So if there is a trial, they're going to vouch for his credibility. He is the person that's going to explain to the grand jury how the whole process of diverting state secrets from the State Department email server to the Clinton server in Chappaqua came about, who was behind it and who knew about it.
So clearly, you know, he's not, we're beyond the point where he is saying, I have no idea, you know. I'm just the guy who was, you know, can you please do this today? So I did it today. I went over and set it up. I have no idea why.
Before immunity is granted, he and his lawyers will sit in a room with Justice Department prosecutors and they'll use a crazy system which has the silly colloquialism of queen for a day. He gets to say whatever he wants, whatever he thinks the government wants to hear. The government agrees that that information will never leave that room unless and until he gets immunity. If the government likes what he says, then they go and get immunity for him. They apparently liked what he said because they believe it will help them indict someone.
All right, we got to go. Timetable?
Very soon. Like May, I think.
In terms of an indictment.
In terms of somebody getting indicted.
All right. Judge, thank you.
Yeah, you know, if I was Brian, I think I would get some really good bodyguards and grow eyes in the back of my head because it's really funny how many people tend to just disappear or die suddenly here.
Or commit
lately.
Suicide.
Commit suicide. Run into a, you know, it's it's just like the guy for the fracking scandal, Aubrey McClendon, you know, fracking pioneer CEO of Chesapeake Energy, was indicted on conspiracy charges, last week. And then the day after he was indicted, he died driving his car into a concrete barrier. All I'm saying is that, I'll tell you what, if I was Brian, I would be real careful right now because, if he's the only guy, then, anyway, what do you think? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you better be careful.
What do you think, Kitty, of all that? You think that they're going to indict Hillary?
Well, that's very possible. But on the other hand, what this person have being said about driving into a concrete wall, you know, there are all kinds of things what is happening. For instance, my phone is being blocked from any calls from Austria. It was also blocked from Germany. My relative couldn't contact me. When I called the phone company, why my phone is being blocked, I threatened them with a lawsuit, and it finally got unblocked. And when my relatives start calling me again, on my phone screen it said, security screened. So, yes, that's what they're doing to people who are telling the American people the truth, what happened under a socialist Marxist government. They're being watched and being put on the watch list. That's what happened to us.
Hmm. Well, if you're not on the watch list already, you're probably a Democrat on the election team for Hillary.
If you're not on the list, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be telling the truth. Hmm.
And who are these guys that are still supporting Hillary? I don't get it. How do you support someone that's this obviously dirty? I mean, you know,
They're more interested in getting all the free stuff and not being able, you know, not having to work and free education and all the handouts. They're looking the other way.
Yeah, and one day you wake up in the ghetto or a concentration camp. Good grief. Anyway, we probably need to move on the subject matter and get away from Hillary. And what else have we got to talk about?
Well, I think, Kitty, aren't you working on some legislation or something to help our country out?
Yes, I'm a lobbyist. I have been working against a bill which is called the Balanced Budget Amendment. What it means that they want to have a constitutional convention. And there, all of the people who support that in our legislature are conservative, naive Republicans. And they think that we are going off the cliff financially, and they want a balanced budget amendment to open up the Constitution. Then what is happening, the left wing is called the Wolfpacks, and that is run by George Soros. And George Soros, I am quite familiar what that man is all about. He was born in Hungary, and under the Nazi occupation, he sold out his own Jewish people to the Nazis, and they were all sent to the concentration camp, and they died in the gas chamber. So this is the guy who wants to open up our Constitution and probably take out the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Now, could you trust a man like that who has a character to selling out his own Jewish people?
No, a man like that should no longer be walking the face of this earth.
Well, I'm completely against the Constitutional Convention at this point. I'm for a Constitutional Convention if we get enough people in there who are going to follow the Constitution.
Who
are going to be loyal to the Constitution, not loyal to some deep state government organization that's behind the scenes running and pulling the strings, whether it be Soros or the bankers or whoever. But
you're wrong on that. You cannot control the delegates because the left wing is going to be very powerful, and your delegates, they haven't got a chance.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I wouldn't vote for a constitutional convention at this point by any stretch. We would have to completely reverse the course of the country and get back to some statesmen before I would be in favor of it.
In which case, we wouldn't need a constitutional convention.
But right now, to... do this to the Constitution is just like playing Russian roulette.
No, I understand, Kitty, and I agree. Absolutely. I agree with you at this point. It's there's the Constitutional conventions wouldn't be very dangerous to our liberties if we had constitutionalists in there that were the ones that were calling the convention, but we don't. What we have is
we don't have them.
Exactly.
Those people,
absolutely. If we
what
had...
I see in our legislature, they are very naive. Very naive Republicans. Not one Democrat voted for it, and I am going to kill that bill.
Well, I'm going to go further. I don't think they're naive at all. I think they're a criminal class at this point, and they're self-serving. And there might be a few naive guys in there, but I'll tell you what. In general, with what we've seen in the elections and the guys that have been elected over the last few years, and we gave them the House. They said if we had the House, we could change it and cut them off of the funds. And then they said, well, now we need the Senate in order to stop them. We gave them the Senate. Now they're saying well, they need a 61 senators in order to do anything. They have lied at every step. Age of the way. I don't think they're naive. I think they're complicit.
It's very possible. I don't hardly believe anything anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's very difficult to decipher what to believe anymore.
Well, truth is kind of a rare commodity, it seems, these days in a lot of ways. I mean, we get some of it on the internet, but I'll tell you what, and we get some of it, there's a grain of truth on TV, and there's a grain of truth here, and there's a grain of truth there, but I'll tell you, there's so many parties that have different interests in the messages and the narrative that are not necessarily in favor of the American people and freedom, that they have self-interest or whatever it happens to be in mind, and so they've got a narrative that is across the board not in our best interest.
But if we got back to the Constitution and followed it like it's supposed to be, would we need a constitutional convention?
No. Well, I think we need to change the 16th and the 17th Amendment. 17th Amendment on the state senator issue needs to be redone and go back to the original Constitution. Same for the 16th Amendment. We need to go back to the original Constitution.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If we go back to the way it was written and applied it the way our founding fathers wanted it applied.
There was no direct taxes in the Constitution until 1913 for a reason, because they knew that if they got a hold of your money directly, they could tax you into servitude and the federal government would get out of control. Gee, I wonder what happened since we got the income tax. So we need to get back to the original intent and the original Constitution.
Yes.
In general. So,
no.
Anyway...
I know that we're getting close to the top of the hour, Kitty. What kind of information would you like to get out to the listeners?
What information?
Yeah.
Be very careful for whom you're going to vote in the primary. Be very, very careful. We need to have a statesman, not a politician.
Well, I tell you, I'm leaning towards Trump all the way myself, just because I like Cruz, his ties to the Goldman Sachs and the bankers and the Council on Foreign Relations are very disturbing to me. Although I'm not convinced that Trump has everything of our best interest in mind, but at the same time, if the media and the GOP and the Democrats all hate those two guys, I got to say those are my first two picks.
And also be very careful of Governor Kasich.
Yeah, he's establishment.
He is for a balanced budget amendment, and he is a self-serving man.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they're establishment Republicans. There's our problem.
That's right.
The establishment has been stabbing us in the back for years. And
we're
waking up to it now, and people are waking
up.
Yeah.
Wake up, America. This is America's last chance. And also, I would advise my documentary is coming out April 15 in Houston, Texas. That tells the whole story.
Well, there you have it. So yeah. Are we going to go to a break, or are we going to go to the top of the hour?
I don't know. Do we need to go to a break, Bob?
We can take one more break.
All right. Okay. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. Again, if you have any questions, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Oh.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hey, you got about a minute or so, Kitty, yes. And then we're out of here. So tell us anything you got before they cut us off at the top of the hour.
I am an optimist. God is still on the throne, and he will not forsake us as he did not forsake us in Austria when the Americans and the Allied liberated us. America is still a Christian nation. And God will not forsake us. That's what I believe.
Very good, Kitty. Okay.
We want to thank you for coming on, but unfortunately they're going to cut us off here in just a couple seconds. So, again, thank you for coming on, and we'd like to have you back in the future.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Mrs. Reagan died of congestive heart failure at her home in Bel Air, California. Former Vice President Dick Cheney at a Washington tribute back in 2005 said America owes much to former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Our whole nation admires the wife of our 40th president for her graciousness and good taste, for the respect she held for the presidency and for the symbols of that office, for the causes she has served so generously, and above all, for the personal courage she has displayed.
Donald Trump tells CBS's Face the Nation that after all the issues that he's brought forward, he simply does not understand why so many Republican leaders will not back him.
I get along with people. I'm a unifier. I'm very much a unifier, and maybe people don't see that, but they will see that.
Trump and Ted Cruz split the four Republican contests yesterday, with Trump calling on Marco Rubio to drop out, while Rubio says Trump's comments are just a distraction.
We are headed in the wrong direction after 8 years of Barack Obama, and we will stay headed in the wrong direction if we Republicans do not win this election in 2016.
Rubio says his home state of Florida, with 99 delegates, will be a turning point. Bernie Sanders, falling further behind Hillary's delegate lead, despite taking two of three contests yesterday. Clinton picked up more delegates, in part thanks to a big win in Louisiana. Now two states are voting today in a Democratic debate tonight. More rain for California today, with fresh snow blanketing the slopes of the Sierra Nevada. And beware, conditions are ripe for tornadoes in the southeast and Great Plains as the storm moves east across the country. Peyton Manning has told the Denver Broncos that he will retire after 18 seasons with the NFL. He leaves as the NFL's all-time leading passer and winningest starting quarterback, the only one to win Super Bowls with two different franchises. More analysis on this story and much more can be found at townhall.com.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-539-1900. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-539-1900. 800-539-1900. That's 800-539-1900.
India has challenged the jurisdiction of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Here's Wally Hines.
India says the commission has no legal standing to assess religious freedom conditions in that South Asian nation. The commission provides policy recommendations to U.S. lawmakers. It's the third time that India has blocked a visit by commission members.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting, a corruption crackdown in China has resulted in punishment for nearly 300,000 officials in the past year. The official watchdog of China's ruling Communist Party says that 200,000 were given light punishments, another 82,000 handed severe penalties, including demotions within the bureaucracy and some firings. No other details have been given. President Xi Jinping has pressed a massive nationwide probe of corruption at all levels in China's ruling Communist Party. For more analysis on this story and much more, you can find it all on our website, townhall.com. Starbucks says it plans to enter probably its most intimidating market yet, and that's Italy.
The coffee chain says the first Starbucks will open in Milan in early 2017 in partnership with Italian developer Percassi. Starbucks also has a presence in Europe, but has not seen the success it has seen in other markets. Italy is expected to prove a challenge. Coffee is a deep part of the country's culture, with a wide range of local shops competing to sell espresso and cappuccinos.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. And police in Northern Ireland say they have found a jackpot. It was a stash of bomb parts and explosives in a rural park. It's about 20 miles from Belfast. Police say officers found several buried plastic barrels containing a significant amount of bomb-making components and also a small quantity of explosives. They say they made the discovery, thankfully, after a passerby reported a suspicious object to police officials. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Turtle Bay's 24th annual spring plant sale is April 8th and 9th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of the spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. April 8th is the Turtle Bay Members Night, and the general public sale is on April 9th. Turtle Bay members get a 30% discount and 20% for non-members. Plus, free gardening advice will be available throughout the day from the Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
I am American.
Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, home of the Free Fire Media. Anyway, our next guest, we're trying to get him on the line here, should be Barry Farber. And Barry Farber has been around for quite some time.
Yes, he has.
Since the 30s, well, he was born in 1930s, an American conservative talk radio show host, author, language learning enthusiast, industrial product publications, Talkers Magazine, ranked the ninth greatest radio talk show host of all time.
Yes.
So, I mean, where am I in the ratings here?
What ratings?
I didn't know that there was ratings.
I was going to say, what ratings? Oopsie.
Is there like a playoff or like?
Yeah, I want to know, how do you get in the ratings?
And is there a contract bonus?
Who does the ratings? That's what I want to know. Who does the ratings? Anyway.
While he's working on that, I just want to give a shout-out to Preston Sharp. You know, coming in on 44 this morning, the little boy that puts the flags and flowers. You know, I looked over there at the cemetery, and it looks so nice to see all the flowers and flags there. And, you know, that little boy is working hard.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. That's great.
I also have a public service announcement here. They're having a viewing on Saturday, March 12th, between 2 and 5:30 p.m. in the community room at the public library, I believe it is. And it's a free documentary on what really happened on 9/11. And it should be a good one. I would, if you have questions, I would call the library at 530-245-7250 or Lori at 247-3925. And what happened to Building 7. I've been saying that for years. I mean, you know, how did Building 7 fall? The Twin Towers were hit by planes.
The building they never talk about?
Yeah, the one they never talk about. So there's some unanswered questions there, and it should be very, very good. And so I would highly suggest that people go over there and check it out. Yeah.
So when was that, Saturday, March 12th?
That is Saturday, March 12th, from 2 to 5 p.m. in the community room at the library.
All right.
And you can also meet Dane Wigington there. He will be there. He's doing research and so forth on this topic, and you can go from there. So, anyway, what else do we have here? I'm not sure if we got Barry on the phone or not.
I think Bob's working it over there.
Yeah, let's talk about – I got plenty of news. Let's do it this. The elite and the electorate, okay? Let's talk about this. The question is, do we have our guest, Bob?
Barry is standing by. Yes.
All
okay.
Right, cool.
Well, let's do that, and we'll do this elite and the electorate later. So we have Barry Farber on the line with us, I believe, and Barry's been around for a while, and rated the ninth radio talk show host, the best one in history, and I'm kind of jealous at this point because I don't know how you make the top 10, but I want to work on that.
Good morning, Barry.
Good morning to you, and thank you for that nice, uplifting introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. So what's going on in your world, Mr. Farber?
Well, it's pretty much what's going on in your world, too. It used to be an old maritime custom when seamen crossed the equator for the first time. Their shipmates would pounce upon him, hold him down, and shave his head.
Interestingly enough.
Not that many lines have that much symbolism or whatever, but I wonder if America felt what I felt last Thursday, a little bit after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We crossed something a lot more formidable than the equator. Our American culture took one more nosedive. You know that incredible riff that's going on now about men with small hands? when Rubio let that fly, I had never heard, he said, you know what they say about men with small hands? I had never heard anybody say anything about men with small hands. But even after after a minute, even I caught on to it. And I thought that ball was going to sit there in the middle of the field and not move one inch closer to either goal. Trump comes back the very next debate and provides subtitles. He said, you know, men with small hands, it's alleged that they may be small elsewhere. I want to assure everybody that's not my problem. He went and did it. It can't be undone. I am old enough to remember, well, when I started broadcasting 55 years ago, you could not say damn on the air. In 1934, Mary Margaret McBride, the first lady of broadcasting, was cut off the air for using the word pregnant. We had standards. They were very high standards. Okay, nobody wants to stay up there where the elephants make love forever. But to be as coarse, to witness the coarsening of our culture to the point where presidential candidates running for the leadership of the free world are making jokes. And by the way, I heard better jokes in North Carolina locker rooms. And I don't mean college or high school. I mean junior high school locker rooms. For presidential candidates to be bantering like that is an irredeemable disgrace. I was asking a colleague of yours in your part of the country yesterday. Well, she was asking me how I felt about it. And I said, well, I deplore the principle, but I enjoy the spectacle.
Well,
and I think that pretty well sums it up for most honest Americans.
I tell you what, when the presidential candidates are comparing their you know, penis sizes.
Exactly.
How, well, I'll tell you what, you know, how far have we fallen? I mean, I said the same thing. It's like, where do we go from here?
Well, apparently Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky didn't set
the
bar.
The only
enough.
Consolation is the United Nations got there first. All the interpreters at the United Nations tell the story of the day the delegate from a West African country said, we have a proverb in my country that says, never put your hand up an elephant's rear because he may stand up and then where will you be? Well, the Russian translator went silent. The Spanish translator went silent. The French translator, all of it within 15 seconds, there was no audio. The simultaneous interpreters had to take a pill and lie down. So we are joined in disgrace by, in a way, the whole world.
Well, now with Fox News and YouTube, you can play the Trump one thing over and over again like they've been doing.
Exactly. No, I laughed at it. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to deny I enjoyed it. But what it says about our country is unspeakable.
Well, that's the problem, is debase the morality. You know, I mean, the morality has been debased. If we want to get back to freedom, responsibility, and having a constitution that's suited for us, I mean, I think it was Samuel Adams said that our constitution was suited only for a moral people, and it would be wholly inadequate for anybody else. And that's why we're having such a problem right now, is that it has gotten so bad that it is even mainstream in presidential elections.
In that last comment of yours, you have proven, as they say in North Carolina, you ain't no accident. By the way, you reminded me of something. I grew up in North Carolina. I don't know if you were a Boy Scout or not, but at our Boy Scout camp, we had skit night, where every cabin put on some little kind of act to entertain the rest of the campers around the campfire. And the Asheboro boys, I was from Greensboro, the Asheboro crowd, they were known to be a little bit raunchy. But they almost turned scouting upside down in four North Carolina counties because of one word in the little skit that they put on. You know what the word was?
I have no idea.
The word was damn. Hmm. Four counties. There was a total panic in Scoutsville in North Carolina. That's how far we have fallen. We always needed to fall a little bit, but not permanent exile here in the gutter.
Well, that's the nation, though. I mean, and that's where, you know, the media has taken us, the movies, you know, the kids programming, all of it, you know, and that's, you know, right out of Machiavelli and, you know, the pages of Machiavelli's book, The Prince. First thing you do is debase the morality if you want to take over a country.
I always have fantasies of collaborating with that guy. I can see it on the office window. Machiavelli and Farber. He had a lot of good stuff, a lot of good concepts. But, by the way, you remind me of another something that I'd almost forgotten along this line. Do you remember the national earthquake in 1939? When Clark, my wife is laughing, and I wonder if she knows where I'm going with
this.
No,
I'm thinking 1939. He doesn't remember.
No, 1939. In 1939, get this, the nation was shaken and remained shaken because of the last line in the best movie, Gone with the Wind. Remember Clark Abel's
frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Exactly. Now that shows you how a culture can turn inside out with the worm-eaten side facing the world and just be proud of its deterioration.
Wow, and then, you know, back then that was pushing the limits, you know. You know, when he's saying damn was pushing the envelope to the edge. Now it means nothing.
There's nothing stopping whatever they say.
Yeah.
I mean, they just go to all lengths.
They just go to any length possible.
Any length.
The presidential debates.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's insane.
Now they go to any length.
now you see that. You're going now into the fourth and fifth dimensions of this thing. by the way, you remind me, you said very, very, very tippy top of our deliberations here. You said Barry Farber's been around a while. I was being introduced at a speech not long ago, and the guy who introduced me said, I'm not saying Farber's been around a long time. But if you look at that portrait of the Last Supper, he's third from the right.
Very good, sir. Very good.
We don't make much money, but we have a lot of fun.
Well, that's it. That's it. I mean, that's the real deal here is, you know, not only entertainment, but getting out of, something other than the mainstream narrative is what we're trying to do here, and telling the truth for a change.
Telling the truth is,
you know, is the insanity. You know, the prisoners are running the prison now. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just
absolutely. It sounds trite, but it is absolutely, absolutely true. Everybody expects life to be like a Supreme Court. I did this, that was good, I was not rewarded. Who did that? Look what he got away with. Life is not fair. No, life is not a Supreme Court. Life is an insane asylum.
Yep, yep.
I agree with that.
And the inmates are running it at this point. I'll tell you what, across the board. I mean, we look at the worldwide stage and we're, I mean, gosh, I mean, if you're even a little bit religious and the hair's not standing up on the back of your neck, it's crazy because the reports that we're getting in from all over the world as far as, you know, what's happening in our governing bodies and, you know, I mean, everything's falling apart as far as the monetary system, the economics, you know, the morality. I mean, good grief. I mean, if Jesus doesn't come back soon, we're in real trouble.
Or regardless of who your moral figure is, if you have a moral compass, it is spinning madly at the moment.
Absolutely.
I'll let you in on a little bit of hidden history. You're going to be the only broadcasters in your on your side of the Mississippi who know this. During World War II, we were great allies of the Soviet Union, and we thought it would be a good idea to send a delegation of senators over to visit our gallant Soviet allies. And I'm not teasing, they were gallant. We shouldn't have won World War II without them, or it would have still been going on, or we would have lost. The Russians were absolutely indispensable.
You're speaking in terms of Stalingrad?
We were so proud in North Carolina because one of our senators was chosen to make the trip. We were proud as a dog with a hemstitched tail. Clyde R. Hoey, H-O-E-Y. Well, what we didn't know is that Hoey is the worst, most obscene, vulgar word in the Russian language. And it means, guess what? You got it. That's exactly what it means, that particular male body part. But for some reason, the Russians impute such degradation and filth to that one word. And all of a sudden, we couldn't figure out what happened. They jerked Clyde R. Hoey from the trip. He didn't make the trip, and instead they sent Massachusetts Senator Leverett Saltonstall. Saltonstall means nothing in Russian. And they got away with it that way.
That's too funny.
On a hog train.
That's too funny. So the Russians, you're talking about Stalingrad and all that, what they did as far as Germany and in the winter in Russia there, in the winter in Russia there during the World War II?
Well, what happened was, this is not such hidden history, this is now known. Stalin was such a paranoid. He was getting the hog hell beaten out of him on the Western Front by the Nazis. But he kept an army that nobody even knew about. Millions and millions of fresh troops and tanks and airplanes locked away in Siberia on the Pacific Ocean. Now, why did he do that? Because he was so paranoid, he could not escape the fear that the Japanese were going to attack the Soviet Union from the rear, from the east. Finally, the one spy in the world that Stalin trusted, Richard Sorge, his man in Tokyo, let Stalin know for sure, dang sure, Japan had no intention of attacking the Soviet Union. Stalin then sent that whole fresh army westward to Stalingrad, and that was the end of the late Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
Yeah, they bled the German war machine white.
Wow, that's amazing.
By the way, it is amazing to meet someone who knows and cares about World War II. How did you get that way?
Well, actually, I've been studying world wars and wars for a long time, battles all the way back to Alexander the Great, you know, and with his victory over the Persians and stuff. So I just find that wars are kind of fascinating on how they're won and how they're instituted and how they're initiated and all the strategy that goes involved and a lot of the stuff that we don't hear from any mainstream. You got to study these things to see what happened, and hopefully you don't keep repeating history, or at least you can see it coming.
Well, as Robert E. Lee said,
I am very impressed, and you remind me of that famous Hollywood moment when a woman who was better in, let me put it this way, her body parts that showed got her everything she wanted, and she wasn't too brainy. And somebody mentioned World War II. And she batted her beautiful blue eyes and said, "World War II?" And there was a hush. And Henny Youngman, the comic, came to the rescue and said, "Yes, baby, you remember World War II. It was in all the papers."
Oh, boy. Take my wife, please.
Exactly. No. That line is even better. We settled for the second string there. Let me give you the top of the line there. Henny Youngman lived. I was proud to count myself among his good friends. He thought he was a comic. Henny Youngman was a philosopher, not for that line, "Take my wife, please," but for something similar. When anybody asked Henny Youngman, "How's your wife?" he would answer, "Compared to what?" Now, that's not a comic. That's a philosopher.
That's good stuff there. Well, we probably should go to a break here and then come back on the other side and continue our quest for talk show immortality.
I'll be waiting here for you.
Okay, if you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North Side.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Don't miss it, the Redding Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Redding Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Everybody's heart needs a holiday sometime.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. You've been listening to Frank.
No, Barry.
I'm sorry, Barry Farber. I get Frank.
I don't know
him.
Where Frank came from.
Frank just walked by the door, so that's. So, do we have a public service announcement here? My ratings as being in the top 10 of radio talk show hosts is starting to go down.
Well, that's not our fault.
Well, it kind of is.
No.
Yeah, you're supposed to be helping me out here, supporting me.
Not at all. But I guess
there
a public
are some beyond help.
Yeah. Public service announcement is that we do have a gun raffle that we are doing for the radio program State of Jefferson and Sovereign Minds. We do have the tickets now. They will be available at the gun show. They will be available at the Reading Tea Party and at our office. What it is we have three guns that we'll be raffling off.
Mm-hmm. AR-15, and a Benelli tactical shotgun, and a Ruger 270.
That's correct.
Yeah, I like guns.
Yeah, and the thing of it is you can win all three guns. If you buy at least three tickets, you can win all three.
And how do they get the tickets?
Like I say, at the gun show today, at the Reading Tea Party, or give us a call at 530-221-0101. And you can't beat the packages we got going. One ticket is like $20, and if you spend $200, you get 30 tickets.
All right.
And there's ones in between there, so that gives you a nice span.
And right. It is pick of the litter. The first person drawn will get their first selection.
Yep.
We'd imagine everybody goes after the AR, but you never know. I'm a fan of the 270 myself. And then the second person will get to pick out of the two remaining guns, and the third person, you'll get what's left.
Correct. Very good. Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the line with Barry Farber. See, I got it right that time. And, you know, I was looking at your bio on Wikipedia, Barry, and you speak 25 foreign languages, and then it says, including these 19, marriage or dating specified when known. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but...
Well, let me explain. Don't mess with me. I speak everything. when it comes, I never intended to learn many languages. It was not a goal. It just worked out. One led to the other. The Hungarian Revolution, I helped resettle the refugees who were willing to make North Carolina their home, and I had to learn Hungarian. If you learn Serbo-Croatian, and I did a lot of time in Yugoslavia back when it was a communist country, if you know Serbo-Croatian, they give you credit for three languages, Serbian, Croatian, and Slovenian, etc. But the point is, I just started out studying when I was very young, and it was a fascinating hobby. And I never saw any reason to quit. It is a wonderful, wonderful hobby. I recommend it. It can lift your life in every way, from financial to romantic to cultural to travel. I mean, I cannot speak highly enough of my hobby, but there aren't many of us who really love to study foreign languages. When you date, when you marry a language, you learn the orthography, if it has a different alphabet. You learn the grammar. You really immerse yourself in that language. But when you date a language, I live in New York City, and I call it dating a language, not marrying a language. When you learn between 50 and 500 expressions, you know, for cab drivers and head waiters like that. So some languages you date and wind up marrying, and some you go the other way. Some you sort of lose it, you don't practice it, and you wind up having a language that you spend a lot of time with, but you're back to dating it. You're not really into the grammar anymore. So what can I tell you? There is no better hobby in the world.
What? I have a question about how do you keep them all straight?
Well, you don't at all times, but there is a mechanism that keeps. I know what you mean. There's a mechanism that sort of keeps you on the straight and narrow. It somehow it works. Don't ask me how. It works.
Right.
If you study Spanish and you study Italian, you will see that hundreds of words, important words, are different only in that the Italians add, or the Spanish add an I before the A. This goes right through the entire linguistic world. There is no other hobby where there's as much difference between knowing nothing and knowing a little as there is in studying languages. If you're out to become a brain surgeon, I promise you there's very little difference between knowing nothing and knowing a little. If you're out to fly or service intercontinental jet aircraft, there's very little difference between knowing nothing and knowing a little. But in foreign languages, you give me one word, and I'm in business. You give me two words, three words, I'm dangerous. The minute you unleash a greeting in the other guy's language, you know, we talk about breaking the ice. That takes too long. Using a little bit, one word, one phrase of the other guy's language turns ice into steam without wasting time going through the stage of water.
So it opens a lot of doors, is what you're saying.
It sure has. It sure has. I was on the Hungarian border in the Austrian town of Andal, 1956. And I spoke through a door to the guy who was in charge of going into Hungary by night and helping the refugees out the last 100 yards. And I told him I was an American. I didn't realize that we were in bad repute because an American had popped off a flashbulb at the border and they had to scramble and drop some of the refugees into the canal. It was awful. So this leader, a Norwegian boy, came to the door cussing, "You Americans, if I ever let another one of you..." And I could see a Norwegian flag, and he was blonde and blue-eyed. And I interrupt, and I said, "Snakker du norsk?" Which means, "Do you speak Norwegian?" And like in a Hollywood stunt, he shut up and said, "There's some boots on the other side of the bed. See if they fit you. You're going with us tonight."
Wow.
When Willy Brandt was the leader of West Germany, mayor of West Berlin, and then the leader of West Germany, Willy Brandt had a reception line, but you couldn't stop and talk. You had to keep it moving. Well, I happen to know that he did not speak German at home. His wife was Norwegian. He fled Hitler and went to Norway, and then the Nazis invaded Norway. He joined the underground. He was native fluent in Norwegian. And I was in the Norwegian Merchant Marine. I'm not bad in that language myself. So when I got to Willy Brandt, I just shot a little Norwegian at him, and he kept the receiving line with major media superstars stalled right there while he gave me a taped interview of 7.5 minutes right there.
Wow.
What a hobby.
Wow.
I hope you guys who collect bottle tops and matchboxes, I hope you had adventures like this.
Are you still doing a radio talk show host?
Oh, come on. A guy will do anything when he's hungry, even talk on the radio. From 8 to 9, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and we're on the CRN radio network, but you can access it Monday through Friday, 8 to 9, and you access it by going to crntalk.com.
Now, you put that together in conjunction with Alan Combs and Michael Costello.
What a memory. That was a long time ago. Yeah. This is sort of this. What we're doing now was born right there, where you're talking about. Good for you.
Well, is Alan Combs as pompous as he seems?
Oh, isn't that nice? I'll tell you this, he's a lot more leftist than he seems.
Wow, how could you? How is that possible?
I tell him to his face, Alan, if you were any more to the left, you'd belong in a zoo. I said, we ought to keep a few of you liberals around for research, if not for breeding purposes. And he's a jolly good boy. He swings with it. I just cannot understand how somebody that intelligent can fall for the liberal mystique, liberal religion.
You know, Reagan said it best, I think. He said that liberals know a lot of facts about things that aren't true.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
Not a month goes by that I don't hear a new great comment attributed to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. They're so full of things that just are summations of unreal, pieces of information all put together into a. It's like having an explosion in the print room and expecting to get a dictionary, but they do it.
Good. No, good old Alan. Alan's fine. He and I are very good friends. See, that's one good thing about America. Political differences don't have to interfere with friendship. They don't have to interfere with business. Like some countries I've covered, Yugoslavia, good Lord, Bronco, Meet Darko, bang! there's no... A lot of people aren't aware of this. In Europe, the custom, at least in Western Europe, is for each political party to have his own newspaper. Are you aware of that?
No.
The lines are rigid. There's very little friendship across serious political lines. Very little dating, very little marriage. I can't speak for anything else, but I was surprised to see that when I went to Europe the first time.
What about the Middle East? I'll tell you what, we got a lot of Muslims coming over into this country, and it seems like they just hate everybody, including themselves. I mean, that's what
this is. If Americans understood, it just pains me to see Americans falling for this refugee exodus. They think it is the same old story, the Jewish refugees, the Cuban refugees, the Hungarian refugees. Sorry, folks, it is not. A refugee owes obedience to the law. You're not supposed to rape every woman in sight to celebrate New Year's Eve in front of the Cologne Cathedral in Germany. These refugees, they may be legitimately terrified at staying in Syria. They may be legitimately looking for a better place to live. But are you aware? They murdered a Swedish refugee worker. The survivors had to barricade themselves in a back room before the police got there. This is a terrible thing going on. Because of our election, we're not paying much attention to it now. It is an awful assumption, a sick, dangerous assumption to suppose that these refugees from the Middle East and parts of Africa are the same old refugees who are going to be nice, they're going to be grateful, they're going to obey the law, they're going to look to improve their lives. Oh, how I wish.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. We might even play that Donald Trump read a story, the snake story, you know, about the snake that the young lady found by the side of the road and talked her into, you know, picking him up and stroking and helping and nursing him back to health, and then, you know, bit her. And, you know, the moral of the story, well, you knew I was a poisonous snake. Why did you help me? And, you know, it kind of is appropriate to what we're talking about.
Oh, you're going back to that classic. I think you're telling story 001 of the Middle East about the scorpion who wants the frog to take him across a river. Because he can't swim. Is that the story?
I think it's probably an offshoot of that story. I don't know about the frog story, but I know about the snake story. I mean, Trump
is the same. It's the same story. The scorpion in the Middle East goes up to a frog and says, "Would you mind letting me piggyback on you across the river here? Because I can't swim." And the frog said, I know you and your tricks. We'll get halfway across and you'll sting me. And the scorpion said, well, why would I do something so stupid? If you drown, I'll drown too. So the frog says, that makes sense. Hop on. So they go boogra, 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 boogra over the river. And when they get smack dab in the middle, the scorpion stings the frog. And in his dying breath, the frog says, why did you do that? And the scorpion said, man, don't you know this is the Middle East?
I actually just sent that clip to Bob. Maybe we'll play it here after the next break, but from Trump. But, yeah, it's true. I mean, the Middle East is so...
tribal.
Oh, it's tribal. It's everything that, you know, we're not supposed to be. And these people have no respect for anything, it seems like, even themselves. I mean, and I've been doing a little research on Sharia. And, man, it's amazing how screwed up these people are as far as what they think is justice and what they think is the law should be with regards to, how the people should treat each other in a civilized society.
Well, I give you credit again. You are a very curious and scholarly person. I'm glad you're in this profession.
Well, thank you. I think we need to go to a break here.
Okay.
And when we'll come back, we'll have that snake story up on from Trump.
All right. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The Great Bear Show. Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame. Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave. 220-foot Super Zip Line. Laser Tag. Sea Breacher. Genovators. Splash Dogs. Kids Trout Fishing Pond. Rock Climbing Wall. Bass Fin Fishing Demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Today through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family. Featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories. Display. Demonstrations and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage and Trinity Termite, they get those bugs.
Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your favorite talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome and enjoy the magazine, the store, the empire. Find out what's going on in Northern California this month via Enjoy the Magazine and much more. What's happening with politics, local, regional, and national. All here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't have brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake.
Who sings that, Bob?
That's Al Wilson.
Oh, that's the first time I heard that.
The snake. Yep. It was better known for Show and Tell.
Evidently, that's a popular story. So, anyway, we got a few minutes to the top of the hour, and we've been sitting here talking with our guest, Mr. Barry Farber, and man, I'll tell you what, it's been a real pleasure, sir, and I guess let's go ahead and play this little Trump clip, and let's hear what he had to say, this little story he read the other day.
I read this the other day, and I said, wow. That's really amazing. That's really incredible. And it's the snake lyric. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. Interesting. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up cozy in a curvature of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work, and that night, as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken and revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin. And then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Does that make sense to anybody? Does that make any sense?
I guess
sense?
There's actually a poem on this. But we got about 5 minutes, Barry. Thoughts, you know, before we go?
I couldn't deal with that adequately in 5 hours. That is such a payload of rich doctrine, rich philosophy. That is the whole history of the civilized world versus the uncivilized world. You've got it right there. All you got to do is change the names and change the dates, and you're right up to date.
Boy, ain't that true.
Donald Trump read that on television or something?
Yeah, he read it at one of the conventions or one of the...
It was on January 12th when he read it, yeah, according to what it's
I'm
saying.
I'm not sure exactly what...
when he was campaigning in Iowa.
Yeah, it was when he was in Iowa he read that. Yeah, so
well, that is a powerful story, and I'm glad you read it to me. That's the way the world works. You will never find out why. We'll never find out why. But just remember that the next time you're sitting cross-legged on the floor of a church on Wednesday night, and the 26-year-old clergyman is trying to tell you, we're all alike, we're all alike. Just remember the scorpion and the snake. We are most manifestly not all alike.
Some people
observe those differences and live.
Some people, almost all people have only themselves to reflect upon. So they tend to project themselves onto everybody and every other culture. And it's not true, like you say. I mean, we come from a nation of giving people. And, you know, and generally the American people are the most giving, you know, people there are. But that's not the case in a lot of these other countries. Not live and let live and I'll help my neighbor as myself. Their cultures are very different.
You are absolutely correct, and you picked a good snake story to hammer that point home. I'm in your debt.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Barry. We want to let everybody know you were inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2014, and it's been great to have you on our show.
Well, thank you very much. You make me feel like I'm at my Hall of Fame sitting on my throne right now when you say such nice things. I want you to know I appreciate it, and I've enjoyed our time together.
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Where exactly are you at right now, Barry?
New York City.
New York City. That's what I thought. Very good. Well, you have a great day, and hopefully we'll get you back on the show at some point.
You're giving me a great day, and I'll come anytime. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Barry.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're about ready to get back to the top of the hour break. We're going to third hour Sovereign Mind Radio. We're going to queue up a video from Greg Hunter. I think it's very telling, and it kind of goes to what we've been talking about for part of the show here, too, as far as what's happening out there in the political arena. You guys got anything to add? How much time we got? About a minute here?
Well, I just got informed that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has denied the FOIA requests for the report surrounding the death of Lavoy Finicum and for the autopsy report.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I guess it's okay to just shoot somebody down out there in Oregon and, basically ambush them and by accounts from people who know what an ambush is. And then cover up all of the evidence so you can't get to it. And they all had body cams. We've seen pictures of them with body cams, audio, all the stuff that
should
have been.
Apparently, to their according to their rejection, the facts of the evidence would be damaging to their prosecution.
Oh, wow. We wouldn't want any facts to get in the way of prosecuting somebody.
To tell the truth?
Yeah.
Of what really happened? Well, stay tuned. This has been Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Mrs. Reagan died of congestive heart failure at her home in Bel Air, California. John Highbush, executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library, says Ronald Reagan had a strong philosophy about how the nation should be run, but Nancy Reagan's role was crucial.
What Nancy Reagan did for him was just provide him the moral support and the encouragement and the love that he needed in order to just be as well-grounded as Ronald Reagan always was.
The former actress was married to Ronald Reagan for 52 years until his death in 2004. A busy weekend in the 2016 presidential race continues today with two more contests. and a Democratic debate. Democrats are holding caucuses in Maine while Republicans have a primary in Puerto Rico. Tonight, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders meet in Flint, Michigan, for a debate. Yesterday, Sanders won Kansas and Nebraska while Clinton prevailed in Louisiana. Sanders says he and Hillary Clinton are conducting a campaign to be proud of.
With dignity and nowhere near the ugly politics we're seeing in the Republican process. And I think the American people respect that.
And on the Republican side, Donald Trump won in Louisiana and Kentucky. Ted Cruz took Maine and Kansas. Can Trump be beaten? Ted Cruz says Donald Trump needs to be defeated at the ballot box, not through a brokered convention.
If it's a bunch of Washington dealmakers and lobbyists who want to parachute in their preferred candidate because they don't like what the voters are doing, I think that is illegitimate.
Cruz making an appearance this morning on CBS's Face the Nation. Rain is expected to spread from Northern California to the whole state today. Fresh snow blanketing the slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Conditions ripe for tornadoes in the southeast and Great Plains as the storm moves east, picking up Gulf moisture along the way. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-539-1900. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-539-1900. 800-539-1900. That's 800-539-1900.
The Iditarod ceremonial start went off without a hitch.
Organizers had to have snow shipped this week from Fairbanks for the event and shorten the course from 11 to 3 miles because of unseasonably warm weather. The real race starts today in Willow. It's about 50 miles north of Anchorage, and the conditions are expected to improve. There are 85 mushers signed up for the 1,000-mile trek, which crosses long stretches of unforgiving terrain, including two mountain ranges and the wind-lashed Bering Sea coast. Ron DeRoster reporting.
A corruption crackdown in China has resulted in punishment for nearly 300,000 officials in the past year. The official watchdog of China's ruling Communist Party says that 200,000 were given light punishments, 82,000 handed severe penalties, including demotions within the bureaucracy. No other details were given. President Xi Jinping has pressed a massive nationwide probe of corruption at all levels. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. As expected, Ted Cruz won the straw poll at the CPAC convention yesterday. Connie Lawn breaks down the numbers for us.
The conservative delegates showed their support for Ted Cruz and expressed disappointment with Donald Trump, who had canceled his appearance. The results were 40% support for Ted Cruz, 30% for Marco Rubio, 15% for Donald Trump, 8% for John Kasich, and 2% for Ben Carson, who had suspended his presidential race. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
USC giant Monsanto is embroiled in a royalty battle with India. Monsanto is now threatening to pull its genetically modified crop technology from India if the government goes ahead with its plan to cut royalty fees. Monsanto's joint venture with a firm in India says it would be difficult to bring new technologies to India because it was becoming difficult to recoup its investments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war. we came to fight.
Us Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. It's nice to know my little sister's out there getting, having to run and get me something to drink. Serving the host.
Yeah, you haven't.
That's what she lives for.
Oh, yeah, that's that. I forgot.
Hey, don't pick a fight. I'm in the middle of you two.
I got to pick a fight.
Why not? Why not?
Well,
how's that vibe this morning, Red?
It does. That's good. Sit back and push myself into the corner and get out of the way.
Well, that was interesting with Mr. Farber, a very interesting guy. Listen, let's go ahead and key this Greg Hunter up. Let's get this Greg Hunter video out of the way, because I think this says a lot about what we've talked about as far as the crony capitalist class. Goes into all this last week, tells a lot of stuff about what's happening here, and I think he's very powerful in this particular one. We don't play him all the time, but this one's worth listening to. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for March 4th, 2016, the WNW 229. And what we have really shaping up in this very unusual and high-test election year is really a fight between we the people and we the crony criminal class. Please let that sink in. This is a fight between we the people and the criminal crony class. Oh, they don't call them the criminal crony class. They call them the establishment. And I'm talking about both Republicans and Democrats. And listen, Donald Trump is coming under severe fire because he threatens to break up this blood-sucking gravy train by the criminal crony class. And Bernie Sanders would be taking major fire right now if he would have done the same thing on Super Tuesday as Donald Trump did to his Republican rivals. If he'd have done the same thing to Hillary Clinton, he'd be coming under major fire right now. He's come under fire because he wants to break up the banks. He wants to stop the criminal stuff. That's the only thing Bernie Sanders, I think, is right about. He's right about that. And I just want to give you some examples of the criminality, the croniness, the crony criminal class that's going on. This is what I'm talking about when you have the bankers, the criminal cronies, being convicted of rigging the $5.3 trillion a day Forex market. The criminal crony class, the bankers being convicted of rigging the multi-trillion dollar a year LIBOR market. I think hundreds of trillions of dollars are set off of the London Interbank Offered Rate, you know, interest rates. Now, this is the crony class that does mortgage fraud. Much of it, they're still paying fines, you know, 8-9 years after the 2000 crisis, 7 or 8 years after the 2008 crisis, they're still paying fines for mortgage fraud. Oh, they call it mortgage irregularities. Just a few weeks ago, they're still paying fines for mortgage fraud. And incidentally, that's what robo-signing was. It wasn't somebody signing something really fast. It was them creating forgery, somebody's signature, perjury, and fraud on the court. A promissory note, that's what they were doing. You have to have the ink on the paper. Otherwise, it's just a copy of a note, which is like copying a $100 Federal Reserve note. You can't make a copy of it and go buy a Slurpee and get some change in real notes. That's what I'm talking about, the criminal class, the bailouts, the phony accounting, they commit crime after crime and nobody goes to jail. And they pay fines and they don't even pay the fines. The shareholders pay the fines. This is the criminal crony class I'm talking about. And Donald Trump, and to a lesser extent Bernie Sanders, threatens the criminal crony class. Every time you hear establishment, think criminal crony. Every time. That's why the lies, that's why they're, you know, Mitt Romney coming out. What a buffoon. He's exactly what Donald Trump said. He was a failed candidate. Why? He's part of the criminal crony class. Oh, you know, the country's not going to do as well, and we're going to be in recession. And No, that's not what they really say. What they're really saying is, wow, the blood-sucking that we're doing to America is going to come to a screeching halt, and we could be held accountable for our treason. and our crime. And this is another example of this cronyism, this trade treason called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Complete trade treason. And it benefits who? The criminal crony class. That's why Mitch McConnell got together with his Democratic criminal crony class and got together and crammed through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or the authority for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, to the president. You know, the arch nemesis. This is Mitch McConnell with the arch nemesis against the Republicans doing a little criminal crony deal with him. Much the same thing, another example of this criminal crony class. You have, the Speaker of the House, Republican John Boehner, and you have Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader. They're supposed to hate each other. They're at odds. And up comes a vote for all this bulk collection, data collection, spying, and all this stuff. And how do Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner, supposed arch enemies, vote? Oh, they vote the same to keep up the spying. Criminal crony class. Every time you hear establishment, think criminal crony, that they want the gravy train to keep going, and they do not want to be held accountable. These are crimes involving hundreds of trillions of dollars in either interest rates or Forex or you name it. Unbelievable amounts of fraud going on. And this is what Donald Trump is talking about doing, incompetent trade deals. What he ought to say is not only incompetent, but criminal. He wants to unwind the Trans-Pacific Partnership that benefits the criminal crony class. Here's another example of a bad deal. He says it's incompetent. And I've been telling you that there would be no Iran nuclear deal, and there's not, because there's nothing signed. Yes, that's right. According to the John Kerry State Department, it's true. Nothing has been signed. Would you do a $150 billion deal and not get a signature? Of course not, because it benefited the criminal crony class. I know I'm saying that over and over again. I want to get that distance through your head. This is what this is about. We the people versus the criminal crony class. And then take a look at Donald Rumsfeld the day before 9/11, 9/10/01. He has a big press conference. He feels he's forced to have a press conference. Oh, we can't find $2.3 trillion. Excuse me? You can't find over $2 trillion. That's almost what we collect in taxes every year. That's gone. Now the number has grown to $8.5 trillion. Oh, and let's have a constitutional convention so we can pay back all this money. What? Excuse me? You robbed us of trillions of dollars. You've gotten trillions of dollars of handouts and government goodness and goodies from taxpayers and whatever, including that little weasel Warren Buffett. He'd be a shell of an investor. I think he's incompetent because he required a government bailout for many of his companies. And so you have ripped off America for trillions of dollars, and now you want us to pay it all back? I talked to Catherine Austin Fitz from the Solara Report coming up in the early Sunday release. She's given a lot of good interviews. This is one of her best. She lays this out in that. And I want to go on to, and these cronies, I'll just end one other thing. These cronies, again, are scared to death that the blood-sucking gravy train is going to end and somebody is going to be held accountable. You know, I had Vicente Fox on, Fox News, and he was telling Sean Hannity, America, wake up. We did. We're waking up. The crony class is being aided and abetted by the mainstream media, the MSM. And here's a Super Tuesday. Okay, so here's the day after Super Tuesday. This is Wednesday. Okay, a race takes off. There's the front runner in the Democratic Party. Over here, here's the Republican front runner, Trump. And, she comes out and says, we're going to make America whole. And she has her big speech. This is a big key speech, folks. They made the front page of all the papers. You said everybody made the front page. Big key speech. And she's talking about make America whole. What, are you going to draw a circle on our heads? You're going to make us whole? This is some more of this nebulous, garbage, hope and change and that kind of junk. If Donald Trump, very specific, make America great. How? Unwinding the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, not allowing the criminal crony class to make stupid bonehead decisions that rape America. That's how we're going to make America great. Build a wall so we don't have Mexico and every other South American country, pouring people in here to have their dreams, and we can pay for their socialism, their food stamps, their housing, all their welfare benefits. that they're trying to implode the country. And, oh, you're being mean. You're not being... No. No, we're not being mean. This is the criminal crony class at work, and it's being the criminal crony class is being helped by the criminal mainstream media. And so, you know, I called up USA Today also, too, another big story, and they will destroy their business model to cover their criminal cronies. So here's the story that happened Wednesday on the Washington Post. Hey, bravo for the headline. Justice Department grants immunity to staffer who set up Clinton email server. What? That's a huge story, front page, big story. This is Wednesday of the Washington Post. The front runner, Democratic, probable getter of the nomination if she's not indicted. I'll get to more of that in a minute. It's not a front page story. Here's the next day with USA Today. I called these guys. Who's this Scott Kelly? He's just spent 340 days in space. What? Excuse me? Where is this story? So it wasn't yesterday because I read the paper every day. It's not in here. I call up USA Today, talk to one of the journalists there, and they said, well, have you checked the website? Oh, yeah. Go to the front page of the news section, front page of the business section. I find it in a search that says, you know, Hillary Clinton email a scandal. And then about an hour later, it's gone. Can't find it anywhere. And not on the front page of money and their front page of their business, in a prominent place. This is a huge story. I asked the person on the phone, I said, are you a journalist? Oh, well, yes. Then do I have to explain to you why this is a huge story? You know, they granted immunity, then they have a grand jury, and that means criminal investigation, and this is Hillary Clinton's private server. So it has, you know, something to do with Hillary Clinton. It has a lot to do with Hillary Clinton. I think she's going to be indicted. This is how they will destroy their business to cover their criminal crony class, criminal crony politicians, the establishment. You know, like them not covering the Planned Parenthood story. They didn't cover it for, you know, I mean, that's huge accusations about Planned Parenthood. I mean, doing abortions and doing all kinds of, their doctors admitting to doing it and then selling baby body parts and making deals for baby body parts. Oh, tissue. Let's call it something else. Makes it softer. Not baby body parts, not eyeballs and kidneys and hearts and lungs and things like that. Tissue. USA Today didn't even cover it. A lot of the mainstream media wouldn't cover it. They'll destroy their own business by this. The news. You cover everything that's the news, especially the big stories. And Hillary Clinton's top aide who set up her email server getting immunity from the Justice Department is a big deal. Here's another way. Yeah, there's this endless drumbeat of, oh, we had a recovery. Well, they finally backed off on that, at least for the time being. And now they're getting other people like Warren Buffett, that criminal crony. That's my opinion. He's a criminal crony. Got all kinds of bailouts by you and me, the taxpayer. Otherwise, his businesses at Berkshire Hathaway and his fund would have been decimated. U.S. Economy, better than presidential hopefuls say. Here's another take on that. This is from USA Today. Buffett bullish on future of U.S. business. Oh, he's bullish. Oh, yeah, the economy's really pretty good. There's another one in the money section, USA Today. This is another, you know, farcical title, a disinformation title. Manufacturing's pain starting to ease. Oh, really? It's starting to ease? Here's a headline from Zero Hedge that completely refutes that. Same time frame. It's a recession, stupid. U.S. factory orders tumble for 15 months in a row. 15 months in a row. A year-over-year decline. 15 months in a row. This in the last 60 years, this kind of a decline in manufacturing always has come with a recession. And while we're at it, pending home sales up. Plunged the most in 2 years, soaring prices blamed. Yes, that's distorting the housing market with all this cheap money, and the prices are stopping people out of the housing market. Of course, what do you expect when everybody's got a 29-hour-a-week part-time job so they don't have to pay Obamacare? So the G20 is in session this past week ago. The 28th, and you know, there's a everybody's being pictured. Everybody's having their picture taken. Let's get a Let's see if we can get them to get this thing to, there we go. There you go. So look at everybody. We're smiling, laughing, talking, intensely listening. You know, here's Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, and she's talking about, oh, we can't be doing all this money printing, and we got these imbalances, and we got to do reforms, and everybody's agreed on it. And then you get over here. Who's this? Who is that? Janet Yellen. Look at her face. Somebody sent this to me, one of my astute, as I've always said, USA Watchdog commenters. And somebody sent this to me and said, look at Janet Yellen's face. She looks like somebody has, punched her in the face. Everybody else is laughing and talking and giggling. And everybody, Yellen is like, what are we going to do? And what they're calling for is an end to all the money printing. Well, what's the Fed been doing all these last years for their criminal crony class? Huh? Buying bonds, printing money, suspending accounting rules, allowing looking the other way when they've had all kinds of rate rigging and gold market rigging and LIBOR rigging and Forex rigging and one fraud after another, one crime after another, and, you know, top criminal crony class. That's why they're scared to death of Donald Trump. For you Apple encryption fans, New York had a big ruling last week favoring Apple, and this is a lower court, but it's going to ultimately end up in a higher court. And, you know, the FBI, I think, bungled this whole thing. They are asking for keys to the kingdom. They want Apple to write a program so they can get into any Apple iPhone they want. No, totally against that. Also, they base this on the San Bernardino killers, you know, the Muslim extremists in San Bernardino. They both died. Where's the NSA? Didn't they collect all this data? Haven't they been spending, what, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars to collect everything that gets sent, a text, a video, a phone call, everything that moves? Don't they collect every single piece of data? Listen. You have the right to privacy. I was telling a friend of mine this. We had to a bit of an argument, but he's a smart guy, and you have a right to privacy. You don't have a right to privacy to commit crimes. If they're going to unlock anything, it should be on a case-by-case basis with a warrant from a judge in open court, not FISA court, not secret court. And that's where, the FBI director, he cautions, you know, the encryption makes the information warrant-proof, but listen, they went about this the wrong way. You know, they filed in court that they wanted all this information. No way, Jose. They wanted Apple to build a back door, and one of their lawyers said, you know, the road to hell is paved, you know, and it starts at the back door. Making a back door. No. There should be open court. Not a secret court. There should be a warrant issued, and the person who is issued the warrant ought to be compelled. And I don't know how they're going to, you know, maybe compel them to unlock their own phone or maybe get some jail time. I don't know. But opening up all the Apple smartphones, opening up that platform, forcing Apple to disclose all their encryption secrets so any iPhone can be opened up. No. And they're going to have to figure out, you can't though, and I don't know how they're going to figure this out, where you can't commit crime and then have some privacy act that protects your crime. So I don't know how they're going to figure this out. I want to finally end with this right here, and this is the ceasefire that brings a relative calm to Syria. Of course, you know, this is between U.S. and Russia largely, and it did really cover al-Qaeda and ISIS, who's still blowing things up. It's a relative calm. I hope it holds. Did you guys hear a few weeks ago, about a week or so before this happened, that all the defense ministers met in Brussels at NATO, 49 of them, and they're talking about, getting the Syria situation under control, some kind of a conclusion? I don't know if part of that is John Kerry's a partitioning of Syria. I don't think that's going to be done without a huge fight. But 49 countries, I mean, boy. I mean, I hope this isn't just the calm before the storm, but I think it is. I don't see how this gets resolved peaceably unless one side or the other says, okay, I give up, I quit. I just don't see how it is resolved peacefully, and I hope I'm wrong. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments. That picture came from a USA Watchdog commenter, and I said, wow, look at her face. I couldn't believe that. That is really telling, Janet Yellen. She looks like she's been absolutely, somebody just stomped on all of her toes, and she's, you know, grimacing. But got some of the smartest commenters on the site. Thank you for your donations. That helps us out. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Fear not. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, and above all, spiritually. Fear not. God the Father is in charge and in control.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, I saw that picture of Yellen, and she looked like she had a crap sandwich, that's for sure. I mean,
well, it wasn't as bad as the video where she had a stroke on stage.
She's been going through a lot of pressure because
I wonder why.
I think she realizes that she's going to be the one that's going to get blamed. She's the fall guy, you know. She's supposed to be the head honcho and know all this stuff and making sure that she's guiding our economy and, you know, making sure that we have full employment and you know, monetary policy and all this crap.
She's learned that they'll throw anybody under the bus.
Michelle, and we need to brief you on a new term this morning. It's Patsy.
That would be it. You know, you can be right up there with the great Patsies of history. Yeah. You know, Oswald. I don't know. Take your pick.
There's a few
out there. We probably should go to a break and then come back and we'll go over the last news headlines. We've got a bunch of them here that probably need to look at and then
all right.
Come back.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM.
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Things that were me, been in so many places, you know I've run so many races, looked into the empty faces of the people of the night, something is just not right, cause I know that I gotta get out of here, I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, cause New York's not my home.
Sovereign Mind Radio, I'm in the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, and I'm sure glad New York's not my home.
Apparently it's still Barry Farber's home.
Apparently Barry still lives there. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because
he's got the sense of humor to put up with it.
And when you're 86 years old, you don't really give a crap where you live. I've got a little, editorial, if you will, The Elite and the Electorate. And this comes from G. Edward Griffin, who's one of the great thinkers, in my opinion. Last week, he published a series of man-on-the-street interviews that dramatically illustrate how voters are often abysmally ignorant of political reality. And we've seen this over and over again with these interviews on man-on-the-street. Who fought in the Revolutionary War? You know, Spain. You know,
Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Is that the most recent war?
I know. When was the War of 1812 fought? Who's buried in Grant's tomb? It's absolute, stupidity out there on the street. But in this editorial, he says, the issues jogged his memory back to the outrage that he felt in 1960 when he read an essay by Senator William Fulbright. He was founder of the Fulbright Scholarships, and it was entitled The Elite and the Electorate. Fulbright was a pillar of American liberal establishment and honored lecturer at the Council on Foreign Relations. His thesis was that common people are incapable of self-rule because they do not have the aptitude, the knowledge, or even the interest in acquiring the knowledge required for decisions on matters of state. Therefore, he argued, there always must be a ruling class, an elite segment of society to execute the tasks of the leadership. The masses may be encouraged to believe that they are in charge via the electoral process, but the reality is that a small group will run everything of importance. He was outraged at this concept. It ran counter to what he'd been taught about the virtue of democracy and the inherent wisdom of the electorate. However, he had to admit there's some truth to Fulbright's argument. And, you know.
Sounds a lot like Hamilton.
Pretty upset. He was pretty upset about it. Well, Fulbright, here you go. Made the analogy of a passenger ship on which there are two classes of people, the passengers and the crew. The passengers decide where they want the ship to go, but the crew is in charge of getting it there. Once the passengers decide on the destination, they are well advised to leave the machinery and navigation to the crew, which it specializes, you know, with specialized knowledge of such matters. It was and still is a strong argument in favor of a ruling class that is left alone to perform its specialized task, but which is subservient to the citizens at large regarding political destinations and principles. The analogy bothered Griffin because he couldn't find a flaw in it. It wasn't until a decade of observation had passed that he actually found the flaw. The flaw was so huge and so simple that you cannot see it unless you back away from the theory and look at the practice. The flaw is that Fulbright was lying. He advocated that the passengers determine the destination of the ship, but in actual practice, he and his establishment minions wanted the crew to determine everything, including the destination. They talked the line of limited government because it got them elected, but once in office, they immediately took charge of all aspects of the voyage, including the destination. So that kind of tells you what that really reflects in today's society. You know, they tell us, oh, limited government, fiscal responsibility. Well, they don't even tell us that anymore, but, you know, oh, we're going to get the government under control and they're spending. And if you get us elected, if you get us into Congress, we'll cut the pocketbook off.
We'll
and,
do what you
yeah.
want.
And if
we'll
we get take you. Over the Senate, you know, yeah. we'll get them under control and, you know, oh, but now we need the president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liar.
Well, that's because the Republicans have played this. Like Big Pharma, they would rather treat than cure the problem.
Well, that's it. So next week he's going to come up with how to address the question of converting Fulbright's analogy from a deceptive rhetoric into honest practice, and how to design constitutions to ensure that the crew remains the servant of the passengers rather than their master. And so it'll be interesting. We'll talk about that next week. Now. In the headlines, there's so many crazy headlines that it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, ordered his military to be on standby to use its nuclear missiles in a preemptive attack against its enemies. Let's see, who that? Oh, that's us in Japan. And remember, we played the interviews.
Yeah, I was going to say all those kids wanted to go to North Korea.
Well, yeah. Do you think about North Korea getting its missile?
Yeah.
Oh, right on, North Korea.
That's cool.
Hey, way
I
to
go. There. Yeah.
Way to go. Until you know you're
stick to your dreams.
That stick to your dreams. You know, and when you're a little piece of ash out there on the field of burnt rubble, you know, maybe it won't matter.
Well, what I don't like is I'm sitting a couple miles away from, like, one of three strategic targets they can hit.
What would that be? Shasta Dam?
Shasta Dam.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least I'm upstream of that to where there's a mountain between me. So if they get Shasta Dam and you flood out, hey, sorry, man. You should have found
no
better.
No problem.
Yeah.
at least
I won't be around long enough to know my mistake.
There you go. Then we've got... Excuse me. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich told Fox News that Donald Trump is driving the Republican wing of the establishment crazy because he's not a member of the club, doesn't belong to the secret society, and hasn't lived through the initiation rites.
He's not a good old boy?
He's not a good old boy, member of the establishment club. And gosh, I mean,
And it's a bad thing because...
I can't figure that one out.
Something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
Big hands, big feet. I don't know. I'm not sure. But how crazy is it going to get here? I mean, you know, a local guy, you know, he supported the TPP basically by giving fast-track authority to his hated enemy, the president. And
That would be what was just referred to as trade treason.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, just saying. Anyway, you know, we don't want to expand on that too much because then we might actually get, sort of pissed off about the fact that we've been sort of, you know, stabbed in the back.
No, there's nothing sordid about it. We were stabbed in the back by a person that doesn't know or understand the Constitution, was called on the mat for it because he didn't understand what he was talking about. It was glaringly obvious, and he was exposed that he didn't know what he was talking about, and then turned around and insulted everybody that tried to warn him of what was going on.
You're just one of those extremist libertarian guys, you know, that want to just throw stones.
No, not really.
No.
I'm one of those libertarian guys that wish they'd knock it off so I could go home.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Probably not going to happen anytime soon. Let's see. What else we got here? Yeah, the Aubrey McClendon story. He died right after he got indicted for rigging the, you know, fracking and conspiracy charges, rigging of oil and gas leases. And man, isn't rigged anymore? Everything's rigged. I mean,
it's
good.
Everywhere.
You know. So, but you know, he goes out and drives his car into a concrete barrier the day after he's indicted.
He did that all by himself, huh? That's kind of weird. Yeah, just couldn't help himself do
there's
that.
There's speculation about the possibility of suicide. Not sure what that means.
Who commits suicide by driving their car into a brick wall?
Well,
evidently,
he did.
Aubrey McClendon.
Yeah, I mean, what's the matter with you, Robert?
He had 3 holes in his back, and he was choked before he hit the wall. But
he had
a nail gun
sitting on the front seat.
Yeah, shot 5 times in the back with a nail gun. No. Yeah.
Well, it's just your certainty of death in something like that is really not that great.
That's why I think, what's his name, Pagliano or Brian, the guy that's going to get immunity, man, he better stay away from nail guns because it could go bad.
Cars.
Yeah, cars, oh, nail guns, food.
Anything over 6 inches tall. Any water deeper than half an inch.
Oh, boy. You got former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warning that instituting negative interest rates, that they would distort savings and limit the investment. They did this in Japan, and then they had a run on safes. Now they're having a run on the bank. What could go wrong?
Who in their right mind is going to pay a bank to store their money?
Just saying.
I give you $100, and next week I can withdraw 97. Woo!
Hey, I like that. Yeah. Hey, I just for the benevolent honor of keeping my money in an institution.
Why don't I just give it all to the IRS and let them store it for me?
Yeah, that's it. The IRS, yeah. That's the ticket. They're gonna take care of me. Yeah, that's
it. Not a problem.
No problem at all. They'll never steal my money. They'll give it away. I'll win a prize. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to Bermuda.
Free vacation at
Club Fed.
Free vacation
at Club Fed. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
Unlike Loretta
Stewart
Lynch,
bungalow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, unlike Loretta Lynch or Koskinen and Holly Paz and all these other guys that are still involved in why didn't those guys have criminal charges against them? I don't know. Really weird.
Yeah, it is.
They couldn't have been underlings for anybody, could they? That was protecting them.
Yeah, it couldn't possibly be.
In an unrelated story, Japan, 3 former executives of the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant were indicted Monday on the 2011 incident. I guess this just kind of fell under the radar, too, over there at USA Today.
It's still 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's
the fact that
stuff.
There's been this crap leaking into the Pacific Ocean now for 5 years. And
so what if you eat the fish and you glow?
Yeah, we keep hearing. There's some kind of algae or something in the trag season.
Crab season.
Oh, and by the way, sardines are canceled too. And and there's dolphins showing up with 2 tails and a different type of head.
Yeah, and sharks with tumors and giant fish gills and nothing to see here.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem at all. What are you worried about?
Yeah.
At least now we don't have to worry about the Pacific garbage patch killing all life in the Pacific Ocean. Fukushima took care of it. See, there's always a solution.
You can't make this crap up. I'm just kind of going through the headlines here. Billboards are looking back at you. Clear Channel, Clear Channel Outdoors America, an advertising company with thousands of billboards across the United States, has a program called Radar that can track information from passing mobile phones. It tracks age, gender, location, which can be used to customize local advertisement and of interest to travelers. This comes from Inverse, 2016, February 29th. Can you believe that crap?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Should we assume iHeartRadio is doing the same thing since Clear Channel owns that?
Yeah.
Metadata, baby. It's all about that metadata.
Man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, is that what they place along I-5 when they place that cable?
Well, you get that custom-tailored approach to marketing to you. You don't have to waste your time looking at commercials and things you don't care about. It's going to be stuff that's directly interesting to you. And that information that they collect is solely to make you a better consumer.
Yes.
And it will no way, shape, or form ever
be used for anything else.
I'm going back to frickin' smoke signals.
Meanwhile, in Staffordshire...
I'll probably figure out a way to collect that, too. I mean, come on.
Meanwhile, in Staffordshire, England, teenage gang fights have prompted the local McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants to require children under 18 years old to be accompanied by...
You can't say Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Why is that again?
It's not from Kentucky, it's not fried, and it's not really chicken.
It's like, you know, what is it, some kind of mutated cell or what?
It is biometrically altered...
it's goo.
Whatever meat product.
Well...
It's not meat product at all.
They've actually bioengineered what used to be a chicken to the point so far that they are no longer allowed to reference chicken on their menu because it's not close enough to being a chicken to legally be called one.
So is it like super chicken?
Basically, it's a chicken with no feathers, no beak, no feet that has fluids pumped into it intravenously
and has been
genetically engineered to have smaller skeletal structure to produce more meat.
Frankenfood.
Wow. So when they say, when they're talking chicken tenders.
Finger licking good.
Those ain't the same chicken tenders we used to get.
Look here, the zombie chicken.
Yeah, the zombie chicken. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, you can't, KFC and McDonald's in England, the children under 18 have to be accompanied by an adult inside because this move is hoped to protect, you know, in hopes to protect the staff.
Well, no, I'm okay. If there's a drinking age and a smoking age, there ought to be a fast food age.
Right.
Because you're not old enough to make that responsible enough to decision, and you're not going to be paying for your own cancer that young anyway.
I guess you don't want to send your kids to get involved in the gang fight to at KFC.
You're probably safer in a gang fight than eating the food.
Maybe that's what the problem is.
I was going to say, they're eating the food, so that, yeah.
Yeah, no, so they're morphing, you know, in the gangs. You know, so now you've got the KFC... you know, the chicken zombie gang and the McDonald's Hamburglers and Mayor
French fry people.
You know, the Mayor McCheese. It's like just right out of the gangs in New York. You know, the Dead Rabbit Society.
The meats.
Yeah. Well, McDonald's burger patties are made out of wood pulp and pink slime.
Well, don't forget their French fries.
That's nummy, too.
That's got to be good for you.
Yeah, you got French fries, what, with 19 ingredients and 17 of them? Yeah, yeah, you know, aren't food products? What's the problem?
What ingredient is in a potato? It's a potato.
So Not at McDonald's.
So I guess that...
Get it with your Happy Meal.
Man, and I was hungry.
There's a log. There's a log joke here. Somewhere.
Oh, no. Oh.
Sawing logs? No, never mind. But
I'm not going there.
So.
Oh, that'd be a good one. No, I'm not doing
it. I had to keep quiet on that one.
That's terrible.
Former CIA chief Michael Hayden, while appearing on Bill Maher's show, which is just a paragon of truth.
Oh, that guy's I can't say that word.
Said that if Trump becomes president, the U.S. military could refuse orders that Trump has suggested, such as waterboarding and killing terrorist families. But I guess...
What?
Yeah. So, but I guess they can't refuse orders...
From Obama?
From Obama about anything.
No.
Even though they've been doing the same thing.
Which he has no right to give the order.
He is mein Führer.
I know.
He has no right to give the order in the first place.
Moving right down along in the parade of news that doesn't seem to make the mainstream, American military contractors Elwood National Forge Company and General Dynamics recently sold Bunker Buster bombs to Turkey for $683 million.
It's not Turkey. It's the Ottoman Empire.
Well, if Pakistan attacks Turkey from the rear, how come it's not a goose?
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Turkey is using them against the Kurds who are fighting against ISIS. Turkish court transcripts show that its military has been supplying ISIS with weapons. What? Zero Hedge, 2016.
Is that because ISIS is really ISIL, and when you refer to the Islamic State of the Levant, you're referring to the pre-World War I Ottoman Empire, and the Turks are behind ISIS, and it's being funded and given weapons from Turkey that are being supplied by us?
I was going to say.
By the ice hole in the White House.
Like Fargan ice holes like you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving right along.
You want to pull your eyelashes out.
Yeah. Los Angeles officials are cracking down on tiny, portable charity houses for the homeless and removing them without offering their residents an alternative. Wow.
Well, do they own the tiny houses?
Probably not.
Is that not a seizure of property?
They're homeless. Who cares?
They're BLM properties.
Who knows? I'm not going there, too, because I know the difficulty of going and cleaning up public lands and all of the crap and the garbage that's left over that we actually have to store for a certain amount of time for them to reclaim.
Well, we're in recovery. Why would we have anybody that's homeless out there?
Yeah, there's more recovery every day.
Those tents and camps you see around town aren't really there. Your imagination seeing those.
They used to be Hoovervilles, now they're Obamavilles. Wasted away again in Obamaville.
I guess we have Boo on the line?
Yeah, Boo's here.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm over at the gun show. I'm doing security, but before I go in, I wanted to let you know that all these suicide bombers that strap, you know, they handle nitro and TNT and whatever they use, it's all made, the gelatin and the glycerin is made from pigs.
Yeah.
And so when they blow themselves up, they're never going to see 72 virgins or all because they already got pig stuff in them.
Yeah, because they're sausage.
Anyway, I'll see y'all later. Good show.
All right, thanks a lot.
With that in mind, here's another headline. This comes from the Press TV. The German government says it doesn't know the whereabouts of 130,000 refugees because they didn't show up at the reception center to which they had been directed.
Oh, really? They didn't listen?
Imagine that.
Now, we should just let these snakes in, right? To our country? They've already been...
I was going to say they're already in here, 10, right?
10,000 just came into New Orleans last week. We're going to be fighting these guys in the streets here pretty soon, and maybe that's the plan.
And they've all been vetted, and they're all good people.
And of course, they're going to show back up to the reception centers when they're told to, right?
Right.
Because they have the values.
Well, maybe that's not a bad idea. I mean, we heard talking about Louisiana. There's a lot of swamp for people to disappear into.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Bayou.
Amos Moses type shit. You know? Excuse me. Did I say that? I don't think Bob caught that.
Mm-hmm. We have fooled the censor.
Oops.
What?
Yeah. So maybe we need to go to a break and come back with Amos Moses or something.
Right.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes before the end of the show or so. We'll go to a real quick break or something, come back for the last couple minutes and go over the last headlines and call her a day.
Okay, this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow. troubled hill till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the season of my life?
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your favorite talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine, the Store, the Empire. Find out what's going on in Northern California this month via Enjoy the Magazine and much more. What's happening with politics, local, regional, and national. All here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He'd just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Alligator Bay in a Louisiana bayou.
Yeah, I like that song. I haven't heard it for a while.
Want to go fishing?
Yeah, we have to find some bait. Oh, I know where we could go.
Yeah.
Be careful.
10,000 pieces of just hitting omelets.
Oh, boy. Well, we got about a minute left or so. You know, just want to go over a few of the headlines. BlackRock suspended gold ETF issuance due to demand for physical gold. Looks like we're getting an uptake on the metals. You know, the world is collapsing. You got South America collapsing as you know, under the economic recovery. The seventh largest economy on the planet is completely imploding. Brazil, Venezuela, they're all going down the.
They're descending into the liberal paradise.
Yep, that's exactly right. So that's all happening. So we're starting to see it speed up. We're starting to see the demise of the empire across the board. The labor force participation. Well, we got the new jobs reports. You know, what a joke. At what point in time do you wake up and figure that we're losing the war if you're in Germany?
Labor force participation improves 94 million Americans not in the labor force. Considering a little over
3 million, maybe?
What, 38-39% are under the working age, and then you take the amount that's above the retirement age, unemployment's 4%?
Yeah, I know. But we're coming to the end of the show here. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy, has died. We get details now from correspondent Connie Lawn.
Ronald Reagan's beloved wife, Nancy, has died at the age of 94. The cause was age and heart failure. She will be buried next to her husband at Simi Valley, California. Mrs. Reagan was frail but did much to protect her husband's legacy until her death. In her marriage, she helped her husband survive an assassination attempt, political attacks, and Alzheimer's disease. Despite their deaths, the Reagan legacy continues and plays a major role in politics. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
Last night in GOP primaries, Donald Trump won in Louisiana and Kentucky. Ted Cruz took Maine and Kansas. Can Trump be beaten? In an appearance today on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Ted Cruz says he's not aiming for a brokered convention.
We're campaigning to win, and I will say anytime you hear people talking about a brokered convention, I think that is the fever talk of the